We have began by creating a space for a delegation of the workers on strike to engage with first management and secondly with the Minister of Labor. And we are now in the mediation process by the government, the Ministry of Labor, and the conciliatory board with all the stakeholders, that is management, trade unions, and the workers, and of course the church is present.
What is the situation on the ground? What is the atmosphere at the mines? I understand that most of the workers are still staying away from their jobs.
Most of the workers, yes, indeed, are still on the mountain where they are assembling on a daily basis while their delegation is negotiating with management. The atmosphere is peaceful, though. I think there is anticipation that the management will respond positively to their demands.
The whole world was very shocked following the terrible shootings that took place. What is the feeling in South Africa after the people came to realize what had happened?
Well, I think the nation is upset that in a democratic society, people are shot at no provocation, and most of these people, according to postmortems, were shot at the short range, or on the, which means they were running away, and some of them were shot away from where the crowd actually was. And so people are upset about that because these were defenseless people only asking for their rights to fair wages, and the response from the government through the police was to shoot.
It's a terrible reminder of the times of apartheid when shootings such as this did occur.
Absolutely. It reminded us of the Sharpeville massacre. In fact, this is the largest after the Sharpeville in the new democratic South Africa, something that nobody ever expected, because we're talking a lot about dialogue, engaging each other in conversation, and working for peace and reconciliation. So when the police respond in this fashion, it really upsets a lot of people. We are hoping that this would never happen again, that when people are peacefully demonstrating, then shot at.
Absolutely. Do you think that this incident might put the job of the Minister of Internal Affairs on the line? And also, what about Zuma? He must have a big responsibility.
Well, Mr. Zuma has come to address them. I think that the society seems to blame him for having failed to deal with the issues that the workers have been raising over time. And, of course, the minister as well has been around to listen to the workers' demands, especially the Minister of Labor. I think the Minister of Mining is one that is under question and scrutiny, whether she really cares about what's going on in the mine.
Bishop Seoka, we see the demands of the workers. We read they are asking for 12,500 rands a month. Is this a fair demand? What is the situation of these workers?
Well, in my opinion, I think they're making a fair request because they're not rigid on that amount. I think that amount is meant to start the negotiations. It's a matter of what is management bringing on the table to talk over. And so the miners are saying that Lonmin is the third largest and most profitable company in the world, and they are good living salaries, which would enable them to take their children to school, provide health, and of course shelter for their families. They don't think it's asking too much because it's something they can talk over. It's open for negotiations.
The fact that the World Council of Churches is involved is a positive sign, I think. What are you bringing to the negotiating table? And also, how are you supporting the people, the miners themselves?
Well, what we have brought to the situation is a space for dialogue. We are working on the issue of peace We are providing various ministries to the workers in particular. We know that we are not able to give everything that they need, but we have been to them and responded to some of their needs.
I was very moved to read your account of the day before the massacre, when you went to the mines and you met the miners. Are you in contact with them as well?
Yes, we are in contact with them. Of course, the one that was their leader was shot and killed that very same day when he gave us the mandate to go and ask management to address them.
Have you been speaking to them? Have you been talking to their families? What are they asking you for?
At the moment, the families are wanting burial arrangements to be put in place, to be assisted with various things that relate to burials. The striking miners are demanding 12,500 rand per month across the board, and they are adamant that they would not go back to work unless that is addressed.
Bishop Selke, I understand there are also over 250 miners who have been arrested after the strikes. Do you know anything about these men? What is their plight?
They are appearing today, and hopefully they will get a bail. The rest of the workers are asking that they be given a free bail. But that is a judicial issue, and we don't know what will be the outcome today.
Finally, are you optimistic? I understand that the talks are due to wrap up on Friday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they should wrap up today, actually. We are very optimistic that something will come out of it, because it is in talking that solutions are found. The fact that they are talking to each other gives us hope.
Thank you, Bishop Selke. Just a word of hope from South Africa, as we from all over the world, we look to your country with admiration for the incredible journey you have been you have undertaken.
Thank you very much for having me. This has been a disappointment for all of us, considering where we have come from, peacefully and in the spirit of reconciliation.